So here's the deal. How many of y'all had a really good Christmas? If you did, say I did. How many of you had a super happy New Year? All right. How many of you shot fireworks? Raise your hand. If you almost injured a sibling or anybody else with fireworks, raise your left hand. If you really, really thought it was funny seeing somebody almost get injured by a firework, raise both hands. Some of y'all have no humor at all, right? So, okay, here's the deal. If you have a piece of paper in your seat, I need you to raise the piece of paper with your right hand. Hold that up. And then if you have a pen, I need you to hold the pen in your left hand. So your right piece of paper, your piece of paper should be up in your right hand and a pen in your left. Some of you haven't figured out what your left and your right is yet. Look at the person next to you. Make sure they're doing it correctly and make sure that they're actually doing it. If they are not doing it, I need you to look at them and loudly say, "Why aren't you doing this?" Okay. So tonight is all about the word P. So y'all are like, oh, he said P, right? So it's all about the word P, and that P word is participation, all right? So we are all participating tonight. So hold on to that piece of paper. I'm going to give you instructions on what to do with that piece of paper here in a minute. But before I give you instructions on what to do with the piece of paper, I want to lay out some expectations for you. Everybody looking at me? Okay, I want to lay out some expectations for you from now through as long as you can think. All right, y'all ready for that? So tonight I'm going to spend about 5 minutes and I'm going to lay out one word, and that word starts with an E. It's on the screen. And what is that word? Okay, somebody give me a definition of expectation. Okay, definitions are tough. Give me an example of what an expectation would be. Huh? To clean your room. How many of y'all have that expectation from parents? Right? Give me another expectation. Your parents give you high expectations. Yes, that would be expectations in a sense. What's an example? Making good grades. Are you all expected to make good grades? If you are, say I am. Okay, give me another example of expectations. If you don't feed the dogs, you're going to get busted. I heard that. And your dogs will die. I'm just saying. Although it's okay if you don't feed cats, because then they would all die and we'd all be better off. Am I right? Can I get an amen? So here's the deal. Tonight, I'm going to tell you about expectations. And I want you to understand this. We have very specific expectations for you as middle school students in this student ministry, okay? We have very specific expectations for you as middle school students in this student ministry. I'm going to say that one more time. We have very specific expectations for you as middle school students in this middle school ministry, in this student ministry, okay? I know that I have told you time and time and time again that I believe what about you and your generation? Anybody? Huh? I can't hear you. Everything? Well, I don't believe everything. I mean, just that'd be like me saying Justin Bieber's cool. I don't believe that. One Direction, they're the cute ones, right? Okay, so what do I always tell you guys? Hey, listen, she's got it. Listen up. You are better than what other people say you are. And I always tell you that you are more capable of what people tell you that you are, okay? Well, here's what we did as a staff. We kind of went, okay, we always tell them that we believe in them. We always, matter of fact, I had a student one time come up to me and she said, "Listen, Ryan, why do you tell us that you believe in us?" And I thought it was such a good question because I wanted her to know and I want y'all to know because we believe that you are capable of great things. But I understand that's kind of a generic statement, right? That could mean anything. Like if I were to look at you, Andrea, and say, "Hey, I think you're capable of great things," your thought probably is next is like what? Y'all follow me, right? So if I tell you I think you're capable of great things, but I don't tell you what you're capable of, then you don't necessarily know where to go or like what tracks to run on. Y'all follow me so far? If you are, say I am. So tonight, what I want to do for the next couple minutes is I want to give you exact tracks to run on. I want you to understand very specifically what our expectations for you as a middle school student is in the student ministry, both here on Wednesday nights, on Sunday mornings, on mission trip, during summer camp. Any of these things that we do as a middle school ministry, these are expectations that we have. And so it'll give you an idea of the tracks that you can run on. Are y'all following me? Are y'all ready for this? So in just a second, get your pens ready, because in just a second, I'm going to give you tracks to run on. Now, you're going to hear this phrase over and over and over and over again from now until I can't tell you when, all right? And here's the deal. Each week that we come in here with expectations, each week we come in here with expectations for each other and for God. All right, what are the two bold words? Y'all say that loud, together. No, that's not good enough. Together, you ready? And God, all right? Each other and God, all right? So I'm going to explain to you what I mean by we have expectations for each other and we have expectations for God. But from now on, what you'll hear from me, from Brad, from Timmy, from any student leader, from Leslie, if she's in here on a Wednesday night, what you'll hear is this. Each week that we come in here, we have expectations for each other and for God. Y'all follow me? If you are, say I am. Sweet. So I want you to understand, we have expectations each week that we come in here. Now, when we were trying to figure out how do you define expectations, we thought, hey, let's Google it, right? That makes sense. How many of y'all Google? Praise the Lord for Google, okay? So here's what's so cool about it is the definition of expectation is exactly what we were thinking about when we were thinking about the expectations we lay out for you. So here is the definition for expectations. A strong belief, it's kind of twofold, ready? The first idea is that it is a strong belief that something will happen or will be the case in the future. In other words, a part of that thing that I told you is each week when we come in here, we have expectations for who? And then who? God and each other. This is the God part. All right? Each week when you come in here with expectation. Okay? Each week that you come in here with expectation. I'm going to explain that here in a little bit. Okay? But each week that you come in here with expectation. That's the God part. All right? The other part, the each other part, is this: a belief that someone will or should achieve something. In other words, expectations for each other every night. So if we come in here with an idea to experience something from God each week, okay, it means you come in here and you say, I'm going to expect that we can get something out of worship, not talk in the room while worship's going on. Make sense? Okay, I expect that each week I'm going to come in here and God is going to want to completely revolutionize my life. He's going to want to change my life. He's going to want to teach me something that I didn't know before I walked in here. And as Brad said right before he started singing, our prayer tonight is that your heart is open to what God has for you. All right, here's the deal. Everybody looking at me? We don't do this just to do it. Okay? If we did this just to do it, I would let you stay at home and hang out with your parents all night. I don't have time to waste. I could be at home on Wednesday nights with my family, right? We do this because we believe that if you come in here every week with an expectation to get something out of it, God will honor that expectation. Make sense? Okay? Now, the second part of that is the each other thing. I believe, and we believe as a staff, that you should have expectations both of each other, right, peer-to-peer, student-to-student, and of us as your staff. Tell me how many of you have expectations of us as staff at Champion Forest Baptist Church. Raise your hand. Okay, you expect certain things from us, right? I'm assuming you would expect that we treat you with respect. Am I right? That we would lead you in a way that gives you a godly example. I could go on and on and on, right? So the same way that you expect things from us as a staff, we expect things from you, all right? some of those expectations might look like, again, not talking during worship, participating, everything. I'll explain just a couple of these in detail in just a second, all right? So some of those expectations we'll be explaining in just a second. But I also think that you guys should have expectations between each other, okay? How many of you, and this is not calling each other out, like Billy does it all the time, right? This is just simply how many of you have been in a church service or any type of church event in which you were not able to pay attention because somebody in or around you was just running their mouth the whole time. Raise your hand if you've been a part of that. I'm not saying whether you were or were not that person, but if you have been interrupted in a service because somebody else didn't respect you, keep your hand up. Everybody, right? A part of the expectations that we have is that you respect each other. Make sense? Cool. If you're following me, say I am. So here's what we decided to do. We said, all right, we can give kind of some ideas, but if there's no accountability to the idea, that wouldn't make a lot of sense for us, and we would forget everything I'm about to say and just walk out of here, right? And then next week, I would be on a stage again and be like, hey, I really believe in you. And Brad and Timmy, they'd be up on stage and go, hey, we really believe in you. And then you'd forget about that again. And then you wouldn't know exactly how to come up with those belief systems every single week in your life about, hey, wait, why do they believe in me? I don't remember why. Okay, you ready? So we came up with a plan. So here's what I need you to do. Get your pen out. Ready? So the official class has started. Here's what I need you to do. Are you excited? Okay, here's what I need you to do. Listen to instructions very carefully in the top right corner of your paper. Now, this could be, depending on if you're OCD or not, you could write that in the very top right corner, or it could be the first line, top right-hand side, okay? You could write it on the line, top right-hand side, or in that very top of the right-hand corner. It depends on if you're OCD. Doesn't matter to me, okay? What I need you to do is this. I need you to write your first and last name. Go. First and last name. All right. I mean, some of y'all have like the longest names ever. You are still like Samantha, Joe, Susie, Smith, Jessica, Christina the third. Okay. So underneath your name in the top right-hand corner, I need you to write with a number what grade you're in. Go. And then add the TH because that just makes it awesome, right? So if you just write 6, it's going to make you feel like you're only 6 years old, and that's really lame, okay? All right, so you've got your name in the top right-hand corner, your grade in the top right-hand corner. Now, on the top left-hand side, I need you to write the word. Now, this is actually on the line, left-hand side on the line, top line, left-hand side. I need you to write the word expectations. Expectations. So I'm actually going to have you understand what the expectations are, tracks to run on, right? So here's the first one. You ready? Don't be dumb. No, I'm just kidding. Don't write that. Just joking. Okay, it's like, don't be dumb. All right, here's our 3 tracks to run on. You're going to hear this from now on until you're blue in the face. Y'all ready for this? Here are your clear tracks to run on. Here are your expectations for a middle school student in the Champion Forest Student Ministry. You ready for this? Here we go. Number one. If it honors God, and hold up, wait, take the slide down. Don't look at the slide. Stop looking at the slide. Okay. All right, number one, if it honors God, ... do it. ... a lot. ! All right? If it honors God, do it. What's next? A lot. Okay, so if it honors God, do it a lot, all right? That's number one. If it honors God, do it. Okay, now, number two, if it doesn't honor God, ... What? Don't do it. A lot, right? So, number one, if it honors God, do it a lot. if it doesn't honor God, don't do it. A lot. And number three, are you ready for number three? If you are, say I am. If you're not, say, hang on a second. Okay, just making sure. Making sure. Whew. So if it honors God, do it. A lot. If it doesn't honor God, don't do it. A lot. And number three, if you have a question, in other words, does this honor God or does it not honor God? If you have a question, ask a leader. Okay? If you have a question, ask a leader. Here's what that looks like. I'm not really sure if I should or shouldn't do this at this moment. Then come and find me and ask. Right? I'll let you know if it honors God or if it doesn't honor God. But here's the deal. You know, I tell you guys, you're mature. Most of y'all can figure this out, can't you? So let me give an example. All right? Here's some examples. They'll be up on the screen. If it honors God, do it a lot. And we can do that with presence, participation, and preparation. Presence, for example, does my presence honor God? In other words, if I am in here and there's a speaker on stage or we're doing worship songs and I am in the back with my presence being in the room, y'all know what the word presence means, right? You're at a certain place and my presence in the room, I'm in the room but I'm not here. Okay, I'm on my cell phone and I'm just texting away for the entire worship set. Am I here? Am I present with what's going on? No. Does that honor God? Nope. Should I do those things? No. All right? If worship is happening or speakers on stage and we're teaching you about the Word of God, we want you to be present in the room. How many of y'all have stressed out throughout the week? Be honest, right? Or family lives, man, family lives are not in a good place, right? Okay? Some of y'all, I want you to understand, some of y'all come in here and this is the only family that you have. I mean, really. It's the only place that you have for an entire week to get away from what's difficult in life. And it's one of those things that you come in here and you say, I desperately need answers for life. We can give you those. But if you're not present, you'll never be able to experience what God has for you. Y'all follow me? Okay? So participate, all right? A lot of times we'll do games like we're going to do here in a minute. We're going to do speed Jenga. And speed is the key word, all right? It's not going to be like, I think I'll kind of maybe select that block, okay, right? It's going to be speed Jenga, okay? A lot of times we'll do games, and here's what I'll see end up happening. We'll have some people on the front or second row that are participating, and then we'll got people in the back that are like, I refuse. I'm too cool for school. Even though inside they're like, gosh, move the red brick. Move the middle brick. But the whole time they're like, mm-hmm. But inside, they're like, right? Okay? Participate. One of the fun games we're going to do later in the semester is an interesting take on bowling. What? All right? Everybody should participate in that. We're going to do speed Jenga. Everybody should participate. We're going to do worship. Everybody should participate. Y'all follow me? Okay. And then the last is this, preparation. All right, come in here prepared. As Brad said in his prayer, have an open a heart and a mind. Now, I would ask somebody recently, as far back as a couple minutes ago, I said, what is our first rule? If it honors God, what? If it doesn't honor God, what? So, as people are on stage and as we are singing in worship and as leaders are around the room, if there's something that you're doing that does not respect both each other, yourself, and the people that are giving you instructions, would that honor God or not honor God? Pretty simple stuff, right? It's nice and simple. So, from now on, the expectation is this, that if it honors God, you'll do what? If it doesn't honor God, a lot. And third, have a question, ask a leader. That's exactly right. And here's the last thing, and then we'll get playing, okay? Last thing is this. Come in here every week with an expectation. I can't tell you how many times I've heard the story where a student is gone. Here's a perfect example. Y'all remember Ken Freeman? Okay. How many of y'all loved Ken Freeman, right? Okay. Ken Freeman went into a church service with an expectation, and he left a completely changed man. Okay? So here's what I'd tell you. If you come in here every Wednesday night, every Sunday morning, anytime that we do something as a middle school ministry or as a ministry in general, okay, come in with an expectation that God could completely and radically change your life at any moment, because he's capable of doing that. Make sense? All right. Now, here's the deal. We're going to have a killer time the rest of the semester. You guys know what we did last semester. Had an unbelievable time. It's going to be a good time, all right? We're going to have a very, very good time. But I wanted to start off this semester so you would understand what the expectations are. Now, if you understand the expectations, say, I do. All right. From now on, you're going to hear us saying it. Three expectations are what? Number one? Number two? Number three. That's right. So what that means is by the time the end of the semester rolls around, I'm gonna come up here and be like, all right, if you're new here and you're a guest, you've never been here before, we have some expectations. First, we experience God here in this place. And when we have some expectations about you and how we participate in here. So tell you what, somebody give me the first explanation or expectation. Zach, go. Yeah, I'm pointing to Zach right there. Oh, Zach. Oh, my gosh. Sorry, Zach. I know. Sam. Sorry. Boom, right? And so by the end of the semester, I should be able to point at anybody, and y'all go, if it honors God, I'll do it a lot, right? Make sense? All right. Expectations are clear. How many of y'all are ready to party and play some Jenga?